You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Good morning, Holly. What are you doing today?
Good morning. I am actually just got done walking my dog, and I'm waiting for my Target order.
Oh, what did you order from Target?
Yeah, what's arriving?
What?
Swimsuits.
Swimsuits.
For my kids. They have outgrown everything.
Oh, okay.
I was going to say, I can't see a grown adult buying a swimsuit online. I guess you could. Don't you want to try those on, though, when you're an adult?
Yes, I do, actually. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. It's not just a size thing, either, because you got to sit there and turn around and check it out from all angles. Am I right, Holly, or am I right?
Yes, agreed.
Now's not a good time of year to buy an adult swimsuit because you're thick still. Still got the winter weight on you.
Is my winter weight going to be gone by July, do you think?
Speak for yourself, Holly. I love you.
I'm just teasing.
I'm eating a banana right now. I'm trying, all right? I'm trying.
Yeah. What else are you doing today, Holly? What do you do for a living?
I am in commercial real estate, so I'm actually going back to my desk to go work on some taxes to get that done for the year.
Yeah, more tax stuff. Do you anticipate owing?
Always, yes.
It just means you're successful.
I guess.
That's what they say.
Okay.
Means you're doing all right.
Yeah. Do you do your taxes entirely by yourself, or do you get help with that?
Oh, gosh, no. No, I get help with that. No need.
I hired a new tax company this year. It's the first year with a new, like, CPA or tax preparer or something is always, it's kind of, you got to, until they get to know you and all of your stuff, you know, you got to explain everything. They're like, well, what is this right here?
Why are you deducting this?
Yeah.
4 pounds of mayonnaise? What?
Yeah, Tom, I don't think you can deduct dark chocolate.
You love sandwiches.
Holly, let's play some Rattle Off. You ready to give it a try?
I hope so. Yeah, here we go.
All right, here we go. We were talking about this during the trending report, so I'm going to throw this at you right now, give you 10 seconds on the clock, Holly, to rattle off 5 brands of gum. 5 different brands of chewing gum. 10 seconds. Ready and go.
Extra, Hubba Bubba, Big League Chew, the Zebra Stripe, Big Red.
Now we have to decide if we're going to count Fruit Stripe gum as that zebra striped one, and I kind of think I want to.
I want to for sure. Everybody knows that.
Yeah, which didn't they just announce that they were going out of business?
They're
or something,
discontinuing
didn't?
It. Yeah, because it Fruit sucks.
Stripe? Because the flavor lasts all of 4 seconds.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you, Holly. I think Zebra Stripe is probably what it should have been called. They might still be in business today, so. That will make you a
winner! All right, all right, all right.
Well played.
Yay.
Good for you.
Yay for you.
Thank you. I'm so surprised. I think I went back to my childhood with the gum.
Right. Do you chew gum still to this day? Because Jeremy does. I do not. What are you? Are you a gum chewer?
Every now and again. If I have it, yes. But it's not necessary.
After something garlicky. After something garlicky, I usually get after it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Holly, you are delightful. If you will please stand by, Josh will chit-chat with you, and he'll tell you all about that prize, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
Well, are you kidding? Thank you.
Oh, nice.
Appreciate you hanging out. We still have Greg and Cynthia that we want to talk to. I'm glad they stuck around. Greg, what are you doing today?
Yep. Just going into work again.
Again? Like yesterday?
Yeah, I don't know why. Like yesterday. I called in yesterday. I don't know why I keep calling in. I don't really want to go to the Denver home show.
Okay, I'm going to put you on hold.
Well, that's not very nice to say.
Thanks, Greg. They're a sponsor of this radio show.
I'll go in his place.
Plus, you know, you can only call in for Rattle Off every 2 to 3 months. So. Yeah, I'm dying to go to the home show. Here's Cynthia. Hey, Cynthia. Good morning.
Hey, Dom, it's Cynthia the lawyer. Remember me?
Oh, how could I ever forget after you sued me twice? I'll never forget.
I know. It was so fun winning.
doing family law, as I recall. Isn't that right?
No, I do employment law.
Okay.
Yeah, I represent people who've been wrongfully terminated, harassed, discriminated against, not paid overtime, all that fun stuff.
If I remember correctly, I think I met Cynthia the lawyer, Jeremy, through an ex-girlfriend of mine. I believe that's correct.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I didn't want to bring that up, but
see,
now that you
did,
yes, it's true.
You think I didn't remember, but I do, yes. Yeah, and I'm still friends with Cynthia, but not with the ex-girlfriend. So.
Oh, man.
I understand that.
What's going on in your world today?
Oh, well, I'm sitting in traffic, and that's the only reason I was even able to dial the phone, because I was not moving. So I'm being safe, just so you know, don't be worried. I'm going to go to the post office, and then I'm going to go back to my office and see somebody. So.
Sounds like a busy little day. Somebody needs Sue and sued. Suing.
Yep. I'm a sewer.
You're a sewer.
You know, I find employment law to be fascinating anyway. Just the whole,
companies. I like it because, you know, I help people during some of the most terrible times in their life, you know, that either they just lost their job or they're afraid they're going to lose their job. And, you know, I get to go in and advocate for them and, you know, make a difference. So, you know, it's never boring, that's for sure. And the crazy stories I get sometimes from people just would blow your mind.
I bet, yeah.
What goes on at offices, you know, like watching pornography. I mean, just having, you know, bad behavior in the office that should be reserved for the bedroom.
It's because they're watching all that porn. They're getting all wound up.
They're getting all wound
right.
up. That's right. So, yeah. That's why I have a job.
Wow.
You know what? And that's true, right? Because not in all cases, but in probably the vast majority of cases, lawyers wouldn't have jobs if people didn't behave poorly.
Oh,
you know?
I said that this morning. As long as people are stupid, I'll have work. So.
Put that on your website.
Yeah, that'll bring him in, Jeremy.
People are stupid. Yeah. Call me. Call Cynthia.
Yeah, that's so right.
Find us at peoplearestupid.com.
Somebody in one of our live audience shows many years ago brought me a mug, and I still have it. It's in my kitchen right now, and it just says, "I see dumb people." And that's what powers Cynthia's business,
is
a whole passel of dumb people.
Multiple businesses, honestly, if you start thinking about it.
Yeah, right.
I mean,
right.
Oh, yeah. I had one person call me and tell me they got fired because they failed a drug test at work. And when I asked why they failed, he said he submitted fake urine. And I was like, is that a thing?
And why are you calling me?
That was my question. And what are you looking for me to do? And he's like, oh, well, they violated my constitutional right to privacy. And I was like, well, I got news for you. The word privacy is not in the Constitution. That's number one. And number two, most people don't run around with fake urine, you know? So
yeah, where do you even buy that?
Maybe you're doing something you shouldn't be doing.
Yeah,
I guess you buy that on the dark web, right?
Maybe.
That's where you're going to find your sources.
Or does Amazon have that? Can I get 2-day shipping on that?
Mm,
I don't know. I've never needed it. I'm going to look it up right now.
Well, maybe this
you
guy
Google
was...
It.
Maybe the guy was also hiring you not only to defend him, but maybe he was going to try to borrow some of your pee. You know?
Well, that wouldn't have happened, but...
You're not into that, huh?
They would have said, no. Sir, you're not doing drugs, but you have a very high estrogen count, we've noticed. So.
Right. Yes.
Yeah, you're going through menopause.
Which would explain a few things. So,
Cynthia, it is delightful to hear from you again. I hope you are well. Thank you for being on the show with us. Have a fantastic day, okay?
I will. You too. It's been fun listening to you guys. I don't often have an opportunity to be in the car at this time, so I'm glad that I could tune in and to have a chit-chat.
Well, listen, say hi to my ex-girlfriend next time you talk to her, okay?
I don't see her either.
Oh, we've all broken up. Cynthia, go have a
great day, too. Take care.
Thank you so much.
You can buy artificial urine with vitamin C on Amazon for $32.99, prime one-day shipping.
Wait a minute. What's the vitamin C part?
I don't know. I don't know why you need extra vitamin C.
Why do you need fake urine with extra vitamin C?
So they know you've been eating oranges, I guess? I don't know.
Wait.
How strange.
Well, you're good news. You're not on drugs, and you've had a lot of Sunny D over the last few days.